This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. President Obama took his message on Libya to the American people tonight. In an address at the National Defense University here in Washington, he laid out the case for the U.S. role in the military intervention there. The president said he understands public skepticism.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges. But when our interests and values are at stake, we have a responsibility to act. That's what's happened in Libya over the course of these last 6 weeks.
The president laid out a timeline of the events of the past month and a half. He emphasized the role of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi as a tyrant bent on holding on to power no matter the cost. Gaddafi's forces moved closer to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi last week, and President Obama said the international community had to act.
If we waited one more day, Benghazi, a city nearly the size of Charlotte, could suffer a massacre that would have reverberated across the region and stained the conscience of the world.
The president recognized the echoes of past American actions overseas, in Iraq, for instance. He insisted that this time, it's different.
In this particular country, Libya, at this particular moment, we were faced with the prospect of violence on a horrific scale. We had a unique ability to stop that violence, an international mandate for action, a broad coalition prepared to join us, the support of Arab countries, and a plea for help from the Libyan people themselves.
This time, President Obama said not to act would have been a betrayal of who we are. Well, for some reaction to the president's speech, I'm joined now by Republican Congressman Mike Rogers. He represents Michigan's 8th District, and he's chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He was also an early supporter of a no-fly zone in Libya. Congressman Rogers, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Did you hear tonight from President Obama a clear articulation of what you would call core U.S. interests?
Well, I was a little disappointed on one fact. A, I think the humanitarian portion was important, and it was real, and it was something we absolutely had to consider. But you had the second portion never got talked about, and I think politics crept in and stole this portion of his speech. When we know that Gaddafi has a very large stockpile of chemical weapons, he had some very strong sarin gas, that some of it was destroyed. We're not sure if all of it was destroyed. And he had other weapon systems that are very, very concerning to us that do make our national security interests an important part of this equation. And that's what I was disappointed in, that he didn't also talk about those factors and the fact that you had Muammar Gaddafi, who in the past has engaged in state-sponsored terrorism that has killed Americans. Pan Am flight was a great example, and the bombing of the soldiers where the soldiers went to the discotheque in Germany was also an important factor there.
And he did mention Americans who were killed by Libyan agents. I want to ask you about this, though. The president has said that, and repeated tonight, that the goal of U.S. Military action in Libya will not be the forceful overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. He also, though, repeated his statement that Muammar Gaddafi must go. And I'm curious how you parse the distinction there and how you separate those two without getting the United States embroiled in a civil war.
Yeah, well, involved in a civil war is absolutely non-starter for anyone, and I think troops on the ground would have been the wrong decision. It's still a bad decision, and we shouldn't get sucked in to putting soldiers on the ground. I think there are other ways, there are other options to continue to ratchet up to put pressure on Muammar Gaddafi. The one thing we don't want to have is a nation embroiled in civil war, and Gaddafi, who still has a very large intelligence network, he still has weapon systems, he still has assets at his disposal to engage in state-sponsored terrorism around the world. That has to be an absolute non-starter for us as well. So,
do you see an endpoint, Congressman Rogers, in the president's speech tonight, an endpoint for U.S. involvement in Libya?
I do. I think that if the rebels can take hold and continue to move through Tripoli, and I think there's going to be an implosion of the Gaddafi supporters, I think you're going to find the fight in Sirte is very, very important. It was his hometown. The rebels are about 90 miles away. That will be a very big determinant in how this thing is going to end, in my opinion.
So when you say if the rebels take hold, that to me implies that the United States is effectively embroiled in a civil war at this point, not on the ground, but by supporting one side.
Well, I mean, the no-fly zone is something we've used before. It was in Iraq for almost 10 years prior to the invasion. And I do think that it can be incredibly impactful, and I think what you saw was it was impactful. It happened a little late. There were still lots of civilians slaughtered until we got our act together. But it was an important place in holding back wholesale violence in that country, and it gave us the ability to make sure that those chemical weapon stockpiles don't move. So I don't think you can say, well, it is not impactful and isn't necessary and may go a little longer than the president anticipated. But I do think that was an important step in trying to make sure that Gaddafi did not hold on to power. And I think what you're going to find is a rapid deterioration. We just can't completely turn our backs and say we're doing the no-fly zone, therefore we're done. I'm not sure that's the right option either.
One last question, Congressman Rogers, before I let you go. House Speaker Boehner has been quite critical of what he considered lack of consultation with Congress on this action in Libya. You, I believe, were consulted. Do you feel the president did an adequate job of keeping you informed?
Well, I have been over to the White House with the Situation Room with his folks. At that point, they had already made the decision. The consultation part, there wasn't much of that, but I do believe that the president came up and made his case, at least to those of us on national security positions in Congress. I think he needed to do a lot more, and I think waiting this long into the conflict to have this major address, I think was a problem for him. If he'd have done all of this up front, taken charge and taken leadership, I think he could have avoided lots of the problems and the skepticism about this operation. And what I think is going to happen is even after it, many of us, me included, think, well, what is next, Mr. President? And I think that was where he failed in his speech tonight.
Congressman Rogers, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's Congressman Mike Rogers, Republican of Michigan. He's the chairman of the House Committee on Intelligence.